aviation fans, it's me, Aviation News, here, and today I'm making another episode of Aviation News, capital A, capital N. Today we're going to be talking about how airports work. So airports work by routes, airlines, and money and business. So I'm going to make an example. So each quarter represents 1 million, each dime represents 100,000, and $1 represents 2.5 million. So I already have my airport map set right here, and it's not really, it's just a small two pieces of paper. And by the way, if you guys want to join and come along with the journey, like building it wise, that'd be great. I think it'd be great if you built your own airport, especially if you have like Gemini Jets or HERPA. If you have those, that's great. So, and if you don't, then they're just $30. So anyway. So, today we're going to be talking about how airports work. So, I have my example. So, first, I'm going to hire utility trucks and workers to build the terminal and help the aircraft. So, that's like about $2.5 million. Sorry, I put that down. Then I'm going to add gates. Since the terminal's finished, I'm going to add gates and the tower. So, that's another $2.5 million. Then I add, like I said, utility trucks, because then they'll help get the work done at the airport for the planes instead of just doing it by hand, which is way harder. And then, we have to name it, which of course is Redville Regional. We only have, let's just say we have one airline that may come to the airport. Let's just say American comes to the airport. So if American comes to the airport, they're going to ask for routes. And by the way, we have to persuade them to come to the airport. We can't just, like, be like, hey, American, we need you, come here. Can't be like that. You got to be like, American, we're trying to get you to the airport. I think it's going to be a good deal. I'm going to be like over in business meetings over and over and over again. So, I hired utility trucks to get the job done. I have utility trucks and Gemini Jets and HERPA, so I guess I could be good to go. And also Air Classics would be good too. 1-400 scale. So, I think that it looks good because I have the utility trucks and stuff. Now it's time for the aircraft to come in. So America's like, hey, if we're coming to your airport, then we're going to need an aircraft and we're going to need at least 1 to 2 routes. So I'm like, yeah. Our airport and the people are like, yeah. So, and it can't just be a big aircraft because it's a regional and there is a restricted airport. So we're going to have and then American says, I think that we can possibly put in the ERJ-145. Just an example, guys. So they come in with the ERJ-145 and they park it, right? That's a good start to the airport. Okay. So I have a model of the ERJ-145 American. So I just put it down. Now, I have a aircraft. I have two routes for this aircraft. Chicago O'Hare International is one of the routes that they want to go to. And their other one is a big airport called Dallas Fort Worth. I think that's where they wanted to go. And now they have a schedule. So that's how it kind of works up in the airport for this airport. But then there's wants to come in. I mean, the other airplane wants to come in.
Or airline.
Now United wants to play. And they're going to bring in their Embraer 175. And they're wanting to go to Chicago. Oh, no. Yeah, they're wanting to go to Chicago O'Hare and Denver. Sadly, they can't go to Denver. I mean, they can't go to Chicago because of our American. So they're like, oh, that's messed up. So I guess we're just going to have to go to Denver. Or they can go to Newark. But they're like, nah, I think we're just going to stick with Denver. So then United actually comes.
One day, they actually come into the airport.
So they're like, yeah, we're going to go to Denver on the ERJ 175 every day. So we only have six flights a day. Mm-hmm. One coming in from Denver on United, and one going out to Denver on United. Two go to Chicago, and then two go to Dallas. I guess it'd be eight flights a day. Yeah, it'd be eight flights a day. I guess. Sorry, guys. I'm eating pretzels, too. So, I have the airport finished. We spent all of our money that we had to get these aircraft. And they look good. So, now, since our airport only has three routes, by the way, I think that it'd be great if you were watching this podcast to follow along. It'd be great. So I have full dates. But some airports just only have like one or none gates. One or like zero gates. Like a lot of airports that are like regional have like small like zero gates. I know, but there are some that have one gate. I think that since this is the last episode of season 1, and I'll be back probably with air traffic control today, maybe, since I'm not uploaded, I think I'm gonna do that. Or do you guys want a world's busiest airports? Comment down below. So, I think, if you want a good airport, you need money, business, and, like, good, like, business, money, and, like, airlines, routes. And good reliability and capability. Because if you don't have those things, or have those traits, you're not going to have a successful airport. And, like, none of the airlines will want to come there. So, routes are very important. Airlines are very important. Money is the most important thing. Because if you want to have a successful and busy airport, you might want to have some money in your pocket. So, that's why I'm here today, to talk about how airports work and, you know, how airlines schedule their flights is just this pretty much like, where do I get the most money? So I live in Columbus, right? So if let's just say JetBlue says, hey, I mean, we have good money here. We get $200 on a flight to Florida. Then we get $300 to Columbus. Where do you think they're going to go? I think they're going to go to Columbus. I think everybody would want it. If you wanted more money, you would probably want to go to Columbus. So, yeah. That's why I'm here to talk about airports with you. Thank you guys for listening if you have. And don't forget to turn on notifications and subscribe to my channel. And we'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace, aviation fans.